And in Martin Stadium, Nick Hart steps into the football. High end over end kick. Take by number 6 at the 1 yard line. Comes across the 5, the 10, the 15. Gets hit by one man, two. We hit him at the 25. Bring him down at the 27. Give him a 26 yard return on that kickoff, Bill.
And welcome to Lowndes High Football as we came back from commercial break. We're ready to kick it off as Nick Hart kicks the ball all the way down to the 1, return to about the 26, 27-yard line, where it'll be first down and 10 for the Newton Rams as they come out against this Lowndes High Viking defense.
And here come the Rams. They're going to set the ball down in the middle of the field. I had a chance to get down and see how big those guys were. Set it down at the 26-and-a-half-yard line. Their quarterback, Romario Johnson, number 8, in the shotgun. Trip receivers to the far side already. Single receiver near side. They will test our secondary here tonight. Johnson looks over to the sidelines. He has Hobbs in the backfield with him. Now sets him to his left. Newton going from left to right on your radio dial. We're in a 4-man front. Gives it to Hobbs around the left end. He's across the 30, 35. A big hole as he steps out of bounds. Picks up the first down after a 12-yard gain all the way out to the 39-yard line.
Kind of caught us flat-footed as he snuck out around the side and just ran out of real estate. The only place he had to go was out of bounds, but not until he picks up 12 yards right here on the near side. And it's first and 10 again for the Rams.
Ball on the near hash mark. Again, Johnson in the shotgun. Set Hobbs to his right. Now slides, keeps him there, it looks like. He's going to send trip receivers to the far side of the field. Single receiver near side. 11:47 to go here, first quarter, just underway. Drops back, throws out in the flat, little bubble screen, and the ball is dropped incomplete. It'll be second and 10. Stops the clock with 11:42 to go here in the first quarter.
One of those classics, saw the ball coming, started to run before he really had control of the football. As a result, he drops it. But the Viking defense was starting to close on it, too. So even if he'd have caught it, it would have been for a very, very short game.
Empty backfield now. Trips receivers to the far side. Twins to the near side. We're showing blitz. Jump offside. They'll pick up 5 yards.
Yeah, number 61, Zach Copeland, just got caught there as he tried to jump, trying to listen to the cadence. He jumps offside. That'll give him an easy 5. So it's second and 5 now for the Rams. That'll take them to the 45-yard line.
Again, now, like I say, second 5 out of the 45. Ball on the near hash mark. Trips to the far side. Twins near side. We're showing blitz off our left side as we've got a 3-man front. Now we walk that defensive end up, stand him up. 5-man front. Linebackers up tight. There comes Jackson right up the middle on the quarterback keeper. The quarterback keeps the ball, gets back to the line of scrimmage, and he'll get a yard, Bill, as he gets out to the 46. And number 30 just lost his hat. He'll have to come off the field.
That's Corvion White. He'll have to come off, and we'll get another defensive player in. Dyshawn Sims checks in there at that defensive end spot.
Now, Johnson sends 3 receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Hobbs in the backfield with him to his left. We go back to a 4-man front. Showing man coverage. Checks the play from the sidelines. Turns around. Waiting on the snap from the center. There it is. Gives it to Hobbs again. Hobbs slips. Gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He'll lose a yard, Bill. Back to the 45. From 3rd and 3, it'll now be 4th and about 4. Let's see what Newton does with 10:49 to go here in the first quarter.
In on the tackle for the Vikings, number 61, Zach Copeland, to make up for that offsides jump he had 2 plays ago. And he gets him in for a loss, and that'll, as you said, brings up 4th down and 5.
And Devontae Jones, the kicker, will come in, the punter. We send back deep number 21, Alex Brown.
And 31.
That would be Brandon Roberts. Fake. He keeps it. We've got him. He's going. No, he gets away from one man. We hit him. Trey Jackson knocked him down. And we'll take over at the Newton 38-yard line.
Bobbled that. Vikings take over first and 10. Great field position on the 39-yard line of the Newton Rams.
10:14 to go, first quarter. No score. Our first possession. Austin Dixon brings that Sons of Thunder offensive line out over the ball. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings from right to left on your radio dial. Dixon. Give the ball to Mon Brown around the right side. Got a block. Two, three. There he goes. Fits two defenders. They won't catch him, boy. Touchdown, Vikings.
I see you, Mon Brown. Just busted around the right side behind those big Sons of Thunder, and nobody touched him, Wes.
Nobody touched him as he made his way. Amon Brown, who had two touchdowns in this game last year, has already got him one already in the first quarter.
That Page Heating and Air stat drive recap, it will be very, very short. One play, and it's Viking 6, Newton nothing as we line up for the extra point.
And John Belcher, it is Culpepper to snap, Belcher to hold. And we go for the two-point conversion. Brown around the corner. Amon Brown into the end zone. And with two-point conversion, we'll take a 60-second break. Vikings lead 8-0. We'll be right back after this.
Great. The faster we can get into those 60s, the more we can get them in here on the end after a touchdown.
All righty. Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box high above Martin Stadium, the Concrete Palace. Nick Hart set to kick off. Ball on the near hash mark. Back deep is number four. That is Christopher Franklin with Toyus Avery on the far side. Last time we kicked it, Avery, and he returned it out to the 27. Hart's kick. End over end kick, and that will be unreturnable. As Bill, it goes 9 yards deep into the end zone. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air stats drive report.
Last drive for the Vikings. One play, went 39 yards, ran 8 seconds off the clock. Touchdown, resulting in a touchdown run, 39-yard touchdown run by Ahmad Brown. Also in the two-point conversion, Ahmad Brown. Vikings lead 8-0 with 10 minutes and 6 seconds left to go in the first quarter of play.
And we thank you for that Page Heating and Air game stat and drive recap. Now here's Bob the Newton Rams. As we're broadcasting from the Commercial Banking Company press box. 10:06 to go first quarter. Our Vikings lead it 8-0. Newton, trip receivers near side, single receiver far side. We've got a four-man front, two linebackers, inside the tackles. Little nickel package there. And throw out in the flats. Little bubble screen at the 20. And run out of bounds about the 26-yard line. I'll get you a number on that receiver. That was 14. Atreus Hobbs.
Yeah, about Wes, about a 7-yard pickup on that. Maybe 6 where they mark it. Yeah, at the 26.
If you've just joined us, Vikings scored first time we touched the football. Amon Brown took it in. Johnson in the shotgun. Now he's got twins left, twins right. And with that, we go to a five-man front. Trey Jackson, the linebacker, walks up tight. Now he switches, comes to the left side near the press box. Johnson throws out, a little bubble screen out in the flat. They have the first down as he crosses the 30 to 35, all the way up to the 40-yard line.
In on the tackle, number 21, Alex Brown for the Vikings. But they're kind of exposing us out there on the corners, Wes.
They are right now. Kamari Robinson with that catch. Now ball moves to the far side of the field. Trips near side. Two receivers far side. We knew we were going to see this. Five-man front for our Vikings. Johnson looks to the sidelines, gets the call from their coaches. He's standing at his own 35 in the shotgun. 18-yard pass play on that last play. Again, throws right across the middle. Catch made by number one, Devontae Jones. And, Bill, that's going to be close to a first down.
They laid him down right at the 50. He needed the 50 to make the first down. If he doesn't have it, it's only by the nose of the football.
And the official will call timeout. They'll take a measurement. Nope. He says, I'll look at it and see it from here. It's the first down. 9:17 to go first quarter. Vikings leading 8-0. Amon Brown with a 39-yard touchdown run to give us that lead. Twins left, twins right. Now they stack one receiver behind the other on both sides of the field. Hobbs moves to the left of Johnson. 9:05 to go first quarter. There's a snap. Give it to Hobbs right up the middle. And oh, did he get? He got waylaid by a whole host of Vikings. They came jailhouse right up the middle. Bill got a push that we've been needing them to see so far tonight.
Looked like Corvion White, number 30, was in on the bottom of that pile. But the Vikings, then they get that tackle for loss. And so Newton's playing behind the numbers right now.
Second and 14. The ball back at their 46-yard line. We go back to a four-man front. Three DBs on the far side of the field. Two near side. Our two linebackers. Jackson right in the middle. Again, they give the ball to Hobbs around the left side. Gets by one man, two. Look at him go down the sideline. It's going to be a foot race, Bill. It will be a foot race. And he's touchdown. Into the end zone for a touchdown, Rams.
Kind of misdirection caught us as we were going to the right. Newton slides it to the left, and they go all the way down the sidelines. And we'll get that that yardage for you here in just a moment. But Newton excitedly gets into the end zone, and it's now 6-8 right now awaiting the extra point.
On a second and 14, that's a 54-yard touchdown run by Atrice Hobbs. That young man has got some legs. He turned the juice on when he got to the corner down the sidelines. We could not catch him. The Rams will go for two. Ball on the three-yard line as they go from left to right on the radio dial. No, they're not. Yeah, they are, too. Johnson waiting on the snap. Ball's on the ground. Throws it in the end zone. Yes. And we've got a tie score, 8-8 with 8:17 to go here in the first quarter. We'll be right back after the 60-second break. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box, Newton set to kick off. High end over end kick. And we've got offside Newton, so we'll back him up 5 yards and make him kick again. Back deep for our Vikings will be Alex Brown on the far side. In number 31, Brandon Roberts in the middle and Eric Hart on the near side. We scored on a 39-yard touchdown run. They come back with a 54-yard touchdown run. Both teams have hit the two-point conversion. It's 8-8. We're starting all over again. 8:17 to go here in the first quarter. And, Marty, let's go down to the sidelines for an equipment parts supply update real quick.
Guys, I just got to say that quarterback for them, he's only a sophomore, but he came out and looked very good on that second drive for them. He's got a cannon. I know it's hard to tell from the press box. Yeah, but he's got a lot of velocity on his ball, and he's going to the right place with it. So our defense is going to have to make some adjustments to try to slow him down.
Thank you, Marty, for that equipment part supply sideline update.
All right, we're going to kick it off again. Here we go.
Donovan Graydon set to kick off. Graydon, a little squibbly kick, hit. Hart takes it at the 20. Goes far side at the 25. The 30 looks for a hole. Cuts around up the corner. Turns. They run him out of bounds at the 40, around the 40-yard line. That's where the Vikings will take over. First and 10, about a 20-yard return. Let's go to Taylor Biddle for the Page Heating and Air Stat drive update.
That last drive for the Rams, 5 plays, went 80 yards, ran a minute and 49 seconds off the clock, resulting in a 54-yard touchdown run by Artrice Hobbs. Taylor Hawkins was successful in a two-point conversion. We got a tie ball game, 8-8, with 8 minutes and 8 seconds left to go in the first quarter. That's your Page Heating and Air Stat report.
Thank you, Taylor. First and 10, Vikings from our 40-yard line. Ball on the far hash mark. We bring Malik Roberts, wide receiver, to the near side of the field. Dixon slides under center in that Eagle offense. Gives the ball to number 21. That's Brown around the left side. Gets hit in the backfield, and we'll lose yardage, Bill. All the way, we'll lose about a yard back to the 39. So it'll be second and 11, and we just seemed to collapse when we could not get to the corner.
Well, you have some running backs that run not to get tackled, and you have some that run for the end zone. That was a run not wanting to get tackled. And when he started to stutter step because he didn't want to get hit, that's when he got hit.
Ball on the near hash mark. Receiver far side, there's a flag. What do we got?
Offside defense. They're lining up in the neutral zone.
So instead of second and 11, it'll be second and 6. 7:37 to go first quarter. Vikings and Newton tied at 8 apiece. If you've just joined us, Vikings scored the first time we touched the football on a 39-yard run by Amon Brown. The Newton come back and tied it up on a 54-yard touchdown run. Austin Dixon, the sophomore, under center as he looks at a six-man front. Gives it to Amon Brown around the right side. Gets a great block on the corner. Turns by one man. Has the first down as they run him out of bounds as we go into Newton territory. Still down around the 40-yard line.
We do have a flag on the play. That's thrown about the 48, 49-yard line on the Rams side of the ball.
Guys, they're going to get it for a holding out there on the outside edge.
Yep, a hold against the Vikings will be the call.
Now, where...
From that mark will be at, that was after the first down, but so that's going to mark us back second and about 8 or 9.
Yeah, because they got us just after we just across at the 49, so they'll mark it back to the 41. So we go from second and five to second and nine. 7:22 to go first quarter, all tied at eight apiece. Good crowd here tonight. Had the band playing the national anthem. God Bless America. Malik Roberts now, wide receiver to the near side here at the press box. We bring a man in motion. Pitch out to number 31. Brandon Roberts around the corner. He's at the 40, the 45 up across the 50. He has the first down as he gets into Newton territory down at the 46-yard line.
Brandon Roberts, as he came around that left side, had that little stutter step, thought he really could have stayed on his path onto the outside, but he cuts it back up inside, gets a nice run and a first down for the Vikings.
Let's see what Dixon does here. See what the coaches have got dialed up for him.
And there was an official timeout on the field. Now he puts it in play.
Sends Kerrion to the far side as a wide receiver. Amon Brown and Trey Jackson in the backfield along with Brandon Roberts. Jackson at fullback. A six-man front for the Rams. We give it to Brown again around the outside. Great block out there by 55. Look at that. That was Deshaun Sims, the guy that's headed to Georgia. Deshaun Sims just... What, Bill?
He's going to Ole Miss. Deshaun Sims.
Since
he changed
when?
His mind?
No, he's been committed to Georgia, Bill.
No, he's going to Ole Miss.
He's going to Georgia.
He is a Bulldog.
He is a. Thank you there, Mark.
Will be anyway.
Second and seven. The ball at the 43-yard line of the Rams. Again, Roberts in motion. Pitch out. Coming around the right left side at the 40. They hit him, drive him out of bounds at the 37-yard line. He'll be a yard short of a first down. It'll be second and one from the 37. 6:17 to go first quarter. Not all tied up at eight apiece, but our Vikings are rolling down the field. Now they mark him back, Bill, at the 38-yard line.
It's a third and two, really.
So it's a third and two. Again, a six-man front. Dixon slides under center. Puts Jerome Daniels in motion. Hard count. They jump. There comes the flag. And we'll pick up a first down. Good job by Austin Dixon to give them that hard count, make them jump.
Let's go down, Marty, we talked about that last week, about the inflection that Austin Dixon's doing on the field.
Exactly right, Bill. Last week he had two of those calls against the defense, and that's one here tonight already in the first quarter. Those are big 5 yards. That was a first down. That's a huge play. Great job.
Marty, thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Now, first and 10, the ball at the 38-yard line. Give it to Jackson right up the middle, the big linebacker slash fullback. I'll get about a yard. Here comes in, number 20 comes in. That's Arvin Berry. Everybody remembers Arvin from last week, that ESPN highlight catch he made. Malik Roberts checks in, a wide receiver. We'll bring him to the press box side. Alex Brown at wingback on the far side. Jerome Daniels near side. Arvin Berry at fullback. They're in a six-man front. Show blitz off the corner. We run away from it. Give it to Alex Brown as he crosses a 30 down to about the 28-yard line. Should be third and probably going to be about five from there. 5:27 to go in the first quarter. Vikings and Newton all tied up at eight apiece.
Yeah, we're hitting those outside corners, just trying to find some open space to get some open green spot in front of us.
Third and about third and about six. Malik Roberts to the far side. We haven't thrown a pass tonight. Give it to Brown around the right side. Amon looks, slips. Oh, he's going to be short of the first down as he cut inside.
No, he's going to be real close, real close.
I think he's going to see where they mark him down at because he needed to get to the 27, and it looks like they've marked him just a little tad short. Yep, they're signaling fourth down. It's going to be about fourth and about part of a yard. You know what's going to happen here.
Vikings are going to go for it here. Short, fourth down and short.
Newton's going to stack the line. Dixon, under center. Hard count. They don't jump. Gives it to Brown. Brown, gets hit at the line of scrimmage, Bill. It's going to be close. It will be close.
They're coming in right at the 27. Or excuse me, the 24. Third, 23. And they're going to take an official's timeout for measurement. Again, it was Amon Brown made the right read, went up inside the line, but kind of stumbled and slipped as he dove in there. Well, if he misses this, Wes, it's going to be by half the length of a football.
Let's go down to Marty for Equipment Parts Supply sideline update.
That's his awful close. We're all trying to analyze it here. I think he got it by maybe just an inch, but they did not give it to him. But I tell you, I'm standing right down watching the line. I really thought he got a little further than that, but they had a better angle. Maybe his knee was down, but it will be turned over on down.
And Newton will take over on their 23-yard line.
And the Newton faithful few that came down from Covington are excited in the stands across the way. It'll be first down and 10 for the Newton Rams. 4:08, 4:09 here in the first quarter. Tie score 8-8.
Let's see if they that's interesting. Let's see if they move the first down marker. Yeah, they moved the box because it was behind the first down stake. Now they got it set. Johnson in the shotgun. Trip receivers for Newton to the near side. Single receiver far side. We're in a five-man front. He's in the shotgun, standing about his 18-yard line.
Stacks two of the receivers now, Wes.
Devontae Jones standing in front of the trail receiver. Throws across the middle to number 20, wide open right down the middle. They saw something. And that is Kamani Robinson as he picks a first down. He takes it from the 23, Bill, all the way into Viking territory at the 49-yard line. They are testing our secondary right now.
Yeah, they are finding a big, big hole in there. 27-yard catch for the Newton Rams, and it's first down and 10 for them, just over the 50.
Trips to the near side, single receiver far side. Demario Johnson, the quarterback for the Rams, as the Rams are going from left to right on your radio dial. 3:45 to go here in the first quarter, all tied up, 8 apiece. Johnson drops back. Here comes the blitz. Throws it across the middle. Incomplete pass. Hit the ground in front of the receiver. It was intended for number 10. That is Taylor Hawkins.
Johnson, the quarterback for Newton, a very good job to step up in front of the rush and just sidestep it a little bit, get up in front of it, and try and get the ball off. Just not able to make it complete. That'll bring up second and 10 now for the Rams.
Again, trips near side. Single receiver far side. Second and 10 from our own 49-yard line.
I tell you, I'd love to see this defense, this Viking crowd get up when the defense is on the field, but it's awful quiet on this side.
3:33 to go here in the first quarter. Little bubble screen out to Hobbs. There's a block in the back. If that's coming, that's coming back. Number 20 turned as number 6. That was Eric Hart turned to try to get back in and make the tackle. And number 20, Kamani Robinson, just peeled him in the back and pushed him to the ground, Bill. So we're headed backwards.
Yeah, well, Wes, I'm sitting here looking at the Viking crowd here in front of us. And not very animated, not very loud. They're kind of, I don't know if we're in shock a little bit of how well the Newton Rams are playing. But I tell you, when we're on defense like this, we've got to get this defensive crowd up for the Vikings.
We have to. This is not the same Newton team we played last year and beat 31-0. New head coach, a new scheme, knew what they were going to do. Bill, they moved that ball all the way back to the 37-yard, 38-yard line.
So second and very, very long.
It's about 22, second and 22. Trips to the far side, ball over near hash mark. Here, right here in front of the press box. Johnson drops back, looks a little bubble screen, knocked down. And that was, looks like number 44, Jeff Phillips, defensive end, just reached up and knocked that ball down.
Yeah, he along with number 59, A.J. Harper, right there in the middle, got their hands up along with Dyshon Sims. And I tell you, it's hard to throw over those guys.
Now listen, Bill, you've got third and 22. You know they're going to throw the ball. Do you peel your ears back and go for him, or do you play defense?
Yeah, you play defense because they may not throw it.
Got trips to the far side. Single receiver near side. We've gone to a three-man front. We're showing a corner blitz. Let's see what happens. Now they back him out.
I really think you got to watch the run on this long play.
Linebackers staying home. Johnson across the middle. Makes the catch, but he'll get back to the line of scrimmage, the original line of scrimmage.
Barely.
That's number 19, Sam Johnson. And that will be fourth and about 11 from their 49. Now you saw
a lot of velocity on that ball because we had a defender coming in trying to break on that. I thought he might have had a chance to intercept it. Newton's going to punt.
2:35 to go first quarter. All tied up, 8 apiece. Newton's going to punt the ball. Alex Brown and Brandon Roberts drop back deep for our Vikings.
We saw what happened on their last punt. They attempted to fake, dropped it. Or if that was not an attempt, it was a blow-up, though.
The high, wobble, end-over-end kick. Brandon Roberts lets it hit. He takes it at the 20. He's up. He takes it at the 15, up to the 20, gets out about the 24, where he is finally pulled out, giving him about a 9-yard return on that punt. Vikings will take over with 2:02 to go here in the first quarter, all tied up at 8 apiece, and we'll take over at our 26-yard line.
Just got an update across town. The Cats lead the Trojans 15-0.
Ooh, that's going to turn some heads right there. Dixon, ball on the near hash mark. Receiver out to the far side. Rams, again, a six-man front, two linebackers. Give it to Brown. In behind that big Sons of Thunder offensive line. Now getting that push as he gets up across the 25 from the 24-25 out to about the 30, maybe the 31. Give him about 6 yards on that carry, Bill. Should be second and four from there.
So far, Amon Brown's been the workhorse. 4-5 rushes for 53 yards right now, an average of 10.6 yards a carry.
Got some Dixon. Hard cap. Gives it to Alex Brown over the left side. Brown gets the first down as he crosses the 35, gets up to about the 39-yard line. A minute 25 to go in the first quarter. All tied up at 8 apiece. We've got some listeners over in Moultrie, Georgia. I'd like to say hello to Meemaw, Jake, and Dot. Listen in Moultrie, Georgia tonight.
First and 10 now for the Vikings.
Tied in to the near side of the field. Malik Roberts, wide receiver to the near side. He's covered up the tight end. We bring Brandon Roberts in motion and give it to number 20, Arvin Berry, right up the middle. Arvin gets up about 3 yards as he gets up to about the 43-yard line. Man, Coach, we found out Tuesday night at the coach's show, Bill. He totes a 4.0 GPA. Now, Trey Jackson in at fullback. Jerome Daniels at wingback. Alex Brown at the other wingback. Tied into our side, six-man front, two linebackers, and we give it to Alex Brown. Look for a hole. That's Brandon Roberts, as Brandon gets across the 45 up to about the 46, marking at the 47-yard line. It will be third and three from there. We're inside 30 seconds to go in the first quarter. Amon Brown checks in. Jerome Daniels comes off. Malik Roberts goes to the far side. Austin Dixon, the sophomore quarterback. They bunch up tight on that Ram defensive line. There's a snap, gives it to Brown. Brown gets hit at the line of scrimmage. He's going to be short of the first down as it gets out to the 49, but that's going to be the last play of the first quarter. We go to the second quarter, all tied up, 8 apiece. We're here at Martin Stadium. We'll be right back after this 60 seconds. Back at the Commercial Banking Company press box. High above Martin Stadium, it will be fourth and about half a yard, and we're going to go for it. Austin Dixon slides under center, takes the ball.
And nobody touched the ball. They jumped offside.
Look-a-here, what happened?
Look-a-here.
A whole team turned and came to the sidelines, left the ball on the ground. They jumped.
They came across. That's offsides on the defense. The center never touched the ball. They lined up, and then on a one break, they came to the sideline, the whole entire offense.
I've never seen that before, Bill.
Newton jumped off sides thinking it was maybe a fumble. That'll bring us a fresh set of downs, first and 10 for the Vikings as they cross into Newton territory.
All the way down to the Newton 46-yard line, just underway here in the second quarter, tied up at 8 apiece. Newton, six-man front. Malik Roberts, wide receiver to the press box side of the field. Ball on the far hash mark. And we give it to Alex Brown. He stumbles as he gets to the line of scrimmage, but still a pickup a yard as he gets down to the 45.
We've got a lot of stumbles out there on the field. Wes, I was looking, Marty reported during our last break, down here to the left, number 22 for the Florida State Seminoles, the former Lions High Vikings, Telvin the Terminator Smith.
Saw him play Monday night. Monday night, and he was tearing it up. Ball on the near hash mark. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. Carrying at wide receiver to the near side. On the counter, it is Alex Brown as he runs over a defender as he crosses the 40 down to about the 38-yard line. We should be about a yard, maybe a yard and a half short. The first down, it should be about third and about one, maybe two. Let's see where the official's going to set it down. It'll be third and about one. 11 minutes to go here in the half, all tied up at 8 apiece.
Vikings continue to go in that little bit of a hurry-up, no huddle.
Carrion goes to the far side. Arvin Berry at fullback, tied in to the near side. Brown in motion, give it to Berry. Berry gets hit, drives across the 35, down to the 34. He'll give us the big old bruising fullback. He'll give us the first down as he gets down to about the 34-yard line. And it's just a grind-em-out offense, Bill. Just a grind-em-out offense right now. We send number 12, that is Ryan Hobbs, to the far side for our Vikings at wide receiver, tied into the near side. Again, Dixon with Trey Jackson at fullback. He brings Jerome Daniels in motion, gives it to Brown on the counter. Slips one man, two, look at him spin and slide as he gets across the 30 down to about the 26-yard line. Second and about two, maybe three from there with 10-10 to go here in the half. Vikings and Newton tied up at 8 apiece, and we're broadcasting live from the Commercial Bank and Company Press Box at Martin Stadium. Hobbs now comes to the press box side as the ball's in the middle of the field. Vikings going from left to right on your radio dial. We give it to Daniels. Daniels gets hit in the backfield and might get back to the line of scrimmage.
That's going to leave us in a third and a long three situation.
And they'll back it up, and it will be third. They're going to make it third and four with 9:35 to go here in the first half. Daquan Mitchell. Look at the pistol. We got Amon Brown right behind him. Bring a man in motion. Give it to Brown right up the middle. Hits one, two across the 25. Fights his way down to the 20-yard line. Bill, we had a third and four, and he's going to pick up about 7 yards as he gets down to the 20. And the Vikings now, they're doing old-fashioned football, grinding it out, running between the tackles, running over everybody.
Yeah, they absolutely are. Want to remind everybody about homecoming coming up pretty soon. We'll give you some more information on that later on in the broadcast tonight.
Two receivers to the far side, Malik Roberts to the near side. Brown in behind Dixon. He gives it to Brown on the counter. He gets to the corner. They spin him down. There comes a flag, and we've got something downfield. Three flags, but it was out in front of Amon Brown.
Yeah, the flags are over. Amon had gone swept to the left. Nice high step to get away from the tackle, but we got flags downfield at around the 6 or 7 yard line. Three of them, as a matter of fact.
And they came in a hurry, so.
8:50 left in the first half. It's tied 8-8.
Mark Carrion's acting like he's looking at the coaches and pointing toward Newton. We got a hold against the Vikings. Okay.
Let's see where they mark that from. The hold was downfield, so they'll mark it from the end of the run or from... Looks like they marked it from the end of his run.
So they'll bring it back to the 25. So it'll be first and 15 from the 25. Two receivers near side. Brown in that pistol. We bring a man in motion. Oh, the ball's on the ground. We pick it up. Malik Roberts... And we'll go fall all the way back to the 40.
Yep.
We'll lose 15 yards on that play, Bill.
Yeah, you know, your player comes by, thinks he can pick it up and maybe make something happen. When it's that bad, fall on it. Make sure you keep possession of the ball. Don't lose all those yards. It's going to be second and a long way, 29 yards or so.
8:23 to go in the half, tied at 8 apiece. Newton has gone to a four-man front. We've got three receivers, two near side, one far side. Dixon drops back, looks all day long, throws out in the field. Oh! And it was the pass was intended for Mark Carrion, but broke up by number six. That's Toyus Avery.
Yeah, the ball kind of hung there in a little bit, and the defender, number six, Toyus Avery, was able to get over there and get a hand on it and break it up before we could make the catch. It's going to be third now and 29. The first pass attempt for the Vikings, and it falls incomplete.
Dixon in the shotgun. Sends Malik Roberts far side. Brandon Roberts near side at wide receiver. Takes a snap, drops ball back, and there's whistles. And it is false start against our Vikings. 7:58 to go in the half. All tied up.
They'll mark five off of that.
So it's going to be, as my buddy Tom Odom would say,
third and a taxi ride.
A long taxi ride at that.
34 yards to go for a first down.
Fuller at the inside receiver. Brandon Roberts, outside receiver. Malik Roberts, far side. They come blitz. We pick it up. Dixon rolls away from it. Gets a great block. He tucks it. Nothing to go, so he heads downfield, and he'll get run out of bounds.
And we do have a flag back about the 49. Wes, I'm a fan right now for the Lowndes High Vikings, and I am getting humiliated by the defensive chant of the Newton Rams. They are out-cheering our Lowndes High Vikings. These Viking fans have got to get up off their feet.
Now, here's what I don't understand. As a former official, here's a play I don't understand. Far side, it came this way. They call holding on the far side. That's almost a cardinal sin as an official. You don't call holding when the play's going away from you.
That far away from the play.
That's an official who's letting a coach get in his ear.
Let's see what the call will be. Will they take the penalty, which will give us a third down again?
Their coach, yep. So it goes all the way back to our 40.
Wes, Bill, this would be a good time for our band to make some noise and try to disrupt this offense a little bit and see if they won't try to quiet them down and get our fans, because, Bill, I have to second you. Our fans are extremely quiet tonight, and we really need them to get behind this team right now.
Thank you for that equipment, parts, supply, sideline update. Marty? It is third and 40 yards, third and 39, almost 49.
Almost 50 yards. A timeout by the Vikings. Let's take a 30-second break. Hey, we're tied 8-8. We'll be right back after this.
Back at Martin Stadium, we're broadcasting live from the Commercial Bank and Company press box. High above that beautiful AstroTurf here in Martin Stadium. 7:48 to go in the half. Tied up 8 apiece. It's going to be 3rd and 49. Dixon in the shotgun. Ball on the far side of the field on the far hash mark. Two receivers near side. Malik Roberts far side. Dixon takes the snap. Drops back, looks, lost it downfield, looking for Roberts. Oh, and it's intercepted at the 30. No, did he intercept it? Or
yeah, it's intercepted.
He come in, signal almost like it was incomplete. So
it is incomplete. So the ball will go back to the spot.
I thought he signaled incomplete.
And it'll be fourth down and 49.
Guys, that may have been just as good as a punt if he had caught it, though.
Sean Smith, 95, our punter comes in. He'll stand about our own 25. Newton will send two receivers back, 7:41 to go in the half.
We are tied 8-8.
They've got Kamani Robinson, and that is also number 10, Tyler Hawkins.
They play not two deep guys, but sort of a middle guy and then a deep guy.
There's the kick. High kick. Hit. Bounces at the 35, across the 30. It'll roll all the way down to the Newton 18-yard line. A great punt by Sean Smith, our senior putter, as he'll drive Newton back to their 18. They'll take over first and 10 from there with 7:27 to go. And the score tied at 8 apiece here at Martin Stadium.
The defense, West, has been off the field now for what seems like an eternity. Let's see if they're back in the swing of this and ready to get going. A 41-yard punt by Sean Smith. And I tell you, while we're on defense, this is when the crowd needs to get to their feet.
Absolutely. Let's see what Johnson does now for the Rams and the shotgun. We're in a five-man front. Taken to the wide side of the field as the ball is on the near hash mark.
The band's doing their part. Here comes the fans. Let's go,
there
Vikings.
There we go, Viking fans. To your feet. Trip receivers near side. Single receiver far side for the Rams as they go from right to left on your radio dial. Robinson. Quick pass. A little bubble screen. Now cross the 20. We hit him. Bring him down at the 24. Give him about 5 yards, maybe six on that carry. Will be second and five as they get out to the 24-yard line.
We got to find a solution for that bubble screen.
They have used it well all night so far. Again, ball on the near hash mark. Newton in those white jerseys, those navy blue pants. We're in that five-man Viking front. Robinson looks to the sidelines. He's put Hobbs, the running back, and they're going to complain about our band, and we know what's going to happen now.
It better. Let's go, Viking fans, on your feet.
They tell the band to hush up. Now it will get loud.
Guys, that's exactly what we needed to happen.
And it needs to stay like this at this level.
Thank you, Marty, for that Equipment Park sideline report. High, high snap to Johnson. Pulls it down. He's going to keep it. Runs right, looking for a hole. Runs out of bounds. Good thing he did, because we had a whole host of Vikings had a bead on him. They'll give him a yard, Bill, as he gets up to the 25.
All right, Viking fans, don't sit down.
It'll be third and four from the 25.
Let's go, Viking fans, on your feet.
Trip receivers near side. Single receiver far side. Hobbs to the right of Johnson, the Newton quarterback.
Keep it up. Keep it up, Vikings.
We walk our corners. Walk our near side corner up on the line. Safety and man coverage out here on our side also. Johnson looks over that five-man front. Waiting on the snap. Quick pass. Oh, in and out of the hands of number 10. Great job. Great coverage out there by Eric Clark to stay on the man. Had enough for the first down. That'll be fourth and four. And Newton will have to bring the punting unit on the field, Bill.
Another good slant, though, by the Newton Rams. The pass just a little bit high because he was rushed and he had to throw it quickly. So fourth and about five, and we'll send back
Brandon Roberts and Alex Brown.
Yes, we will.
Let's go, Vikings. 9 men up on the line of scrimmage. He bobbled one putt. Let's see what happens now. He gets it away. Brandon Roberts. That's Alex Brown at the 40. Starts left at the 45. The 50 cuts inside. Comes back this way. Slips. Still on his feet as he gets across the 50 down to the Newton 45-yard line.
Let's go find Alex Brown some cleats. He has slipped a couple of times, and he is very, very slippery.
Marty, down on the sidelines for Equipment Parts Supply Update. What does that feel like that's causing him to slip so much, Marty?
Guys, I'm not real sure. I don't know if it's just being tentative or what, because the turf feels great. And it's mainly been Alex. I don't know if it's something to do with his cleats or not, but let's keep an eye on that, and I'll try to see if maybe they can do something different with his cleats, maybe get him some better footing.
Thank you, Marty, for that Equipment Parts Supply sideline update. Dixon slides under center, tied into the near side of the field, carrying out here at wide receiver. We give it to Jerome Daniels, gets hit in the backfield, ball's on the ground, Newton falls on it. It will be Newton football at our 46-yard line.
Jerome Daniels didn't ever really get a handle on it, and as he was trying to clutch it into his gut, he got tipped, and it comes out of his hands, and Newton recovers in great field position. It'll be at the Viking 46-and-a-half-yard line. It's 8-8 here, 6:18 left in the first half, and Newton now comes out on offense. Thanks to...
Now, while we are broadcasting from the Commercial Banking Company Press Box, Now our defense will be tested. They bring number 10, Taylor Hawkins, to our side. Trip receiver, single receiver far side. Johnson drops straight back. Pulls that ball way, way downfield and overthrows everybody at the 10-yard line.
He just reared back that time and just gave it everything he had, trying to hit his receiver downfield. And it goes up and over everybody's head. Clock stops now on that incomplete pass. 6:11 left in the first half. It's 2nd and 10 now for the Newton Rams.
Johnson now sends trips to the far side. Bill sets Hobbs to his left. We show man coverage down here on the press box side of the field. That is Hawkins, and he has number 21, Alex Brown, on him in man coverage. We slide a linebacker out far. They throw that little bubble screen, and this time, guess what? Mr. Kamani Robinson will lose yardage because we read it right this time and played it right.
Nick Hart made a great play, shedded the block, an impact player, and he makes the tackle, and it's 3rd down and about 12 for the Newton Rams. Clock continues to run. 5:48, 47 left here in the first half.
We will get the ball to start the second half. Now trips to the far side, ball on the far hash mark, right in front of the visitor's bench on their side of the field. They've got trip receivers right in front of their sideline. Single receiver near side. Hobbs to the left of Johnson, the quarterback for Newton. We show him blitz. There we come up the middle. They pick it up. Ball is tipped. Caught by him. It was tipped into the hands of the trail receiver. It's out on the ground, and we pick it up. Let's see.
He fell on his back, and the ball came out. It, by the right call, it should be down by contact. And that is what the call will be. Newton, it very lucky. You're exactly right. The ball was tipped. It was a rocket that came out of the arm of Johnson, and it was tipped. And number one, Devontae Jones, was right there for the reception.
That the close man, Johnson, again sends those three receivers far side. Looks now to the sideline for the play. But he threw it to the up man who tipped it, and the trail man who was already downfield made a fantastic catch. Throws across the middle to number 10. By one receiver, by one defender, two, and he gets knocked out at the 1-yard line, Bill.
Right now, the Viking defense seems to be uninspired. But you know what? It comes from the fans. They're uninspired as well. I don't know what we've got to do here tonight to get this fan base up. The fans, the players feed off the excitement of these fans, and right now everybody's sitting on their hands.
Ball 4:45 to go in the half, tied up 8 apiece. Newton looking to do something that has not been done all year to our Vikings, and that's take a lead on them. Offset eye, three backs in the backfield along with Johnson. He is in the shotgun. He has a back on either side of it. Now they call time. With that, we'll take a 30-second break. We'll be right back after this. Back at Martin Stadium, broadcasting from the Commercial Banking Press Box, Company Press Box. Johnson in the shotgun, offset eye, puts a man in motion, keeps it, gives it to Hobbs right up the middle. Hobbs gets hit, and they're driving him back.
They say he doesn't get in. What a great defensive stand right there.
So it'll be 2nd and goal with 4:13 to go. That clock running here in the first half, tied up at 8 apiece. Bill, we scored the very first time we touched the football. That might not have been a blessing.
Well, and then the very next drive, Newton comes back 54 yards down the field on a run, and they score. So, and they go for two, get it? And that's where we've been, 8-8 for this entire game so far.
Johnson got a tailback right behind him in the pistol. Two running backs, slides one over. They give it to Hobbs again. Hobbs gets hit behind the line. Bill, now will be 3rd and goal for our Viking. It'll be 3rd and goal for our Viking defense at the one. He actually lost. Now they're going to put him about the half-yard line.
3:26, the clock continues to run here in the first half. Viking fans, let's get on your feet.
I'll have Wes Taylor, the superintendent, as my guest at halftime. You'll want to stick around for that. Hobbs Strip receivers far side. Hobbs to his left. What they're doing with number 10 out here, they're putting him on Alex Brown, but they're cutting him inside and throwing the ball inside to him. A little slant pass inside. There comes the flag.
Delay a game. They did not get the timeout called. And that's the call, delay a game. Yeah, be sure and stay with us during halftime. Our halftime sponsored by Valdosta Insurance Services and Benefit Advisors of Georgia. Be sure and stay with us for that halftime show.
I want to remind you, Lounge High Coaches Show Tuesday night at 6:45, live from the studios of 99.5 Kicks Country, before we move to our new home at Cheddar's on September 24th, and that's where I had supper tonight. Trip receivers far side, single receiver near side. Johnson brings a man back in motion towards us. It is third and goal from the six. Drops back, looks, pumps, throws across the middle, and we broke it up. I didn't see who got their hands on it, Bill.
It looked like number 29. That was Chris Hill. He does break it up, and that'll bring up fourth down and five now for the Newton Rams, and they're going to go for a field goal, it looks like. Fourth down, and that's the case. They are changing out the field, so let's see. That does look like their field goal kicker. Looks like number 99, Donovan Graydon. And where they spot it.
Should be about the...
A 21 or 22 20-yard field goal attempt.
Should set it down about the on the 21, so it'll be a 21-yard field goal attempt. The ball right in the middle of the field. So... Falls down, kicks up, and it's blocked. No good. Our Vikings have held.
What a great defensive stance.
False start, guys. They will kick again.
False start. We can decline, though.
Yes, we can.
If it was on the running back, if it was on the line of scrimmage, you can't decline it. But they were blowing the whistle, I think, before the ball was snapped. You can't hear it up there with the crowd loud, but they were blowing the whistle, I believe, so that will be dead ball.
They get a break. The Newton Rams called for a false start. That'll march it off 10, or excuse me, 5, back to the 10-yard. We got a timeout. Newton Rams, we'll take another 30-second break. We'll be right back after this.
Back here at the Commercial Banking Company press box, I'm Wes James along with Wild Bill Osborne. We just blocked a Newton 22-yard field goal attempt, but the offensive line was called.
They changed kickers, too.
Was called.
Oh, they're going for it.
They're
going to
go for it. They're going for it. It is
fourth and goal.
Fourth and goal from the 11-yard line. Johnson looks, lobs the ball towards the back of the end zone. We up and knock it away. Great play by Alex Brown. Read it all the way. Bill goes up and tips that ball away.
So Newton comes up empty, and the Vikings take over. The ball will go out to the 20 in high school rules.
No ball.
It used to. It used to go out to the 20. It was not the missed field goal. I'm sorry.
You're right. Had it been a missed field goal, that would bring
it would have gone to the 20. So the Vikings will take over first and 10 from their own 10.
All right, two receivers near side. Let's see what Dixon does here. Tied into our side of the field. 2:21 to go here in the half. Tied at 8. Gives it to Brown. Brown looking for a hole. Cuts by one man, two. Still on his feet as he gets across the 20 out to the 21-yard line. It will be a
first down Vikings.
We are in a hurry-up offense, Bill.
The clock will start as soon as the chains are set. There it goes, 2:10.
Corvian White in it as a blocking back. They give it to Brown again, looking for a hole, gets to the right side. He's across the 25 to 30. They hit him and run him out of bounds, about the 34-yard line. That'll stop the clock with 2:01 to go.
It's tied here, 8-8. Vikings looking to put some points on the board before the half.
They'll give us a first down all the way out to the 35, 65 yards away from pay dirt. Rams in a five-man front. Linebacker walks up high on the outside. Again, they give it to Amon Brown right up the middle. Amon gets out to the 39-yard line, giving 4 yards on the carry. Second and 6 from there. Inside 2 minutes to go now. A minute 48 here in the half. Tied at 8 apiece. Newton Shefflin defensive lineman in and out. Trey Jackson in at blocking back. They're getting a steady dose of Amon Brown right here. Here comes those Sons of Thunder. Look at that hole right there over the right side as it gets across the 40 up to the 45. Stops the clock for a first down out to the 46-yard line. Those Sons of Thunder, they are rocking and rolling now. Got them ears pinned back, swinging battle axes, and they've gone ram hunting right now.
Clock running again. 124, 123.
Dixon in the shotgun, in the pistol. He's got Amon Brown right behind him. And I think they got us for a legal procedure, Bill. We rocked back before the ball was snapped.
Yeah, and then hurry up. We've done that a little bit, but it's been right on the snap before. This time the snap a little bit delayed, and we're called for the illegal procedure.
That'll stop the clock with a minute 16 to go.
They'll mark off five.
Eight to eight. We're tied up here as we head toward the first half. Malik Roberts, wide receiver, near side. Dixon in the shotgun. Amon Brown right behind him. Rams four-man front. Three linebackers. Drop straight back. They come to blitz. He throws it out in the flat. Catch made by Roberts. Spin. Turn. Hits the ball. Comes loose. And Trey Jackson falls on it, I think. No, he doesn't.
Number four. That is number four, Christopher Franklin, for the Newton Rams, falls on it. Malik Roberts makes a great catch, and as he's trying to break free and get a few extra yards, he's switching hands with the ball, and it falls out of his hands, and it's the Newton Rams that fall on it, and it's first and 10 now for the Newton Rams.
They take over at their own 38-yard line with 1 minute to go here in the half.
It'll be two in a minute. Three fumbles, two lost by the Vikings here tonight in the first half.
Let's see what Newton will. Newton try to put some points on the board, Bill, or would you play it safe?
They're going to play safe from the looks of it, the way they've bunched up here. 1 minute to go in the half.
We've got a four-man front. They give it to Hobbs around the right side. Gets hit in the backfield. He'll lose yardage.
Zach Copeland.
And the clock's not running. There it goes.
Zach Copeland makes the tackle in the backfield. We just gave him about another 10 seconds. A 5-yard loss, almost maybe more than that. It's going to be second and a long 15.
Johnson, as we approach the 30-second mark here in the first half. He's letting that clock run down.
Play clock's down to five. There goes the snap.
Again to Hobbs. Hobbs around the right side gets hit. He'll go down. That should be the last play of the first half. We'll hold it right here and go down to Marty for the tradition flooring. Do we have a timeout? Let's take a quick 30-second timeout. We'll be right back after this. Back here at Martin Stadium, broadcasting live from the Virtual Banking Company Press Box. I'm Bill Osborne along with Wes James. At halftime, we'll just as soon as the half ends, we'll go downstairs to Marty Rogers for the Traditions Flooring Coaches update. Be interesting to see what Coach Mack has to say about this first half. 19 and a half seconds to go. Two receivers near side. Single receiver far side. They give it to Hobbs again. Hobbs around the left side looking. He's got a big hole as he crosses the 40 up to about the 43. And they stop the clock. Lounge stops the clock. We'll keep it right here. 12.6 seconds to go, Bill. It's third and 14.
One of the glaring things, and we'll talk about the stats later on at halftime, but three fumbles by the Vikings, two of them lost tonight. And that's been a big telltale sign for where the Vikings have been so far. They've got 29 plays for 127 yards, and you really expect Lowndes to have a lot more than that right now. But the Vikings have just played somewhat uninspired, and on the other side of the field, the Newton Rams have played very inspired. And as a result, they're in this ball game 8-8 here in the first half. And that's a big win for them right now to be tied against the Lowndes High Vikings. They're going to have a great time in their locker room during the half. I don't want to be in the locker room for the Lowndes High Vikings during their halftime.
I don't either, because there's some intense coaches down on those sidelines right now. Fourth, Bill, is fourth and four. I mean, four, well, fourth and six. 12.6 seconds. Brandon Roberts back deep. You don't want to run too much time. You know, you feel the punch. You don't want to run too much time off the clock.
They're going to go into punt formation. That is the case. Let's see what we can do as the Vikings send. Looks like Alex Brown.
No, that's Brandon Roberts.
Brandon Roberts. There's the snap.
Takes it on the bounce at the 25, the 30. Still on his feet, gets drilled at the 32. Stop the clock with 1.7 seconds to go.
Time enough for one Hail Mary play here for the Vikings. Let's see if that's what the attempt is. I mean, it's a long way. If the Vikings can turn something here, they're 50,
60,
5, 7, 8 yards from pay dirt. 68 yards away. You wonder if they'll take a knee here and just go to halftime, or if they're going to go back and heat it.
Need to say hello to one of our coaches. My mind just went blank. One of the Lounge High coach, Randy McPherson Coaches Show sponsors, Terry and Brian Luke. The Luke's at home listening tonight because they're headed to Georgia in the morning.
All right.
That's Luke Electric for all your electrical needs.
Looks like we're just going to take a knee here, or a handoff, and be done with it. Waiting on the snap. There it is.
And he gives it to Amon Brown around the right side. Horn sounds, because hits at the 40. Still on his feet. Dances out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Marty will slip downstairs and catch Coach Mack. Let's go downstairs to Marty.
Well, Coach Mack, tough first half. Not exactly the way you wanted to go, but 8.5. What do you say at halftime? Try to come out better.
Man, you know, we got to quit. My name is... I mean, you know, they hadn't stopped us yet. We stopped ourselves. We ain't got but 8 points. Defensively, they got some weapons now. We're going to have to play great defense second half. You know, they're a good football team.
Yes, sir, Coach. Of course, you talk about great defense, but that was a great defensive stand down there to keep us tied at halftime.
Yes, sir. That was a great deal. You know, we're going to get everything straight in here at halftime. We're going to come out ready.
Thanks, Coach. Good luck.
All righty, halftime, Vikings. And thank you, Marty, for that traditional flooring. Coach's update. 8-8. We're tied at halftime here at Martin Stadium. We'll take a 6-minute break, and we'll come back, and I'll have Wes Taylor, the superintendent of Lowndes School System, with me when we come back. You are listening to Lowndes High Football on 99.5 Kicks Country. And we're back here at Martin Stadium, where our Vikings are tied up with Newton 8-8. It is the Benefit Advisors of Georgia, Valdosta Insurance Services halftime show, and visiting with me at halftime, as always, the first man that gets interviewed, no matter what, the superintendent, Wes Taylor.
Good evening, Wes. How are you?
I'm doing pretty good, Mr. Taylor. How are you doing this evening?
Great. I'd be a little better if the score was a little different, but good news is we got another half to play.
Well, you know, we come out the first time we touch the ball, we go 39 yards. Sometimes that's not a blessing when that happens.
Well, you know, our kids, in terms of being young as a team, I think they've got to learn. You got to play every down. You got to play every week, regardless of who we play. And I know that's something Coach Mack stresses. We talked about it, this is one of those teams that he feels like, you know, we've got to get better every week, regardless of who the opponent is. And, you know, if we can hold on to the ball, the score may be a little different as well.
You know, we've said, as Coach Mack said going in at halftime when Marty was interviewing, he says, they haven't stopped us. We stopped ourselves.
Absolutely. And, again, that's indicative of the young team. But, you know, I'm sure they're not panicking. I think Newton's probably excited to be at on even keel at halftime. But, again, we've got two quarters to play and feel good about our chances.
Well, tell us how good you feel about our chances with our school, with our upcoming school year.
Well, we're off to a great start. Wednesday was day 20, and today actually is about the midpoint of the first 9 weeks. We had, as of Wednesday, 10,494 students in the Lowndes County School System. That's about 40 kids less than on day 20 from a year ago. So we're about where we expected to be in terms of enrollment. But we're off to a great start. I told our staff at convocation on the first day back on August the 1st that for us to have a great year, we've got to have a great beginning. And all indications are that we're having a great year.
What are some of the plans that you have in store for our students and our teachers over the next year?
Well, you know, we have a couple of initiatives that are driven by the state in terms of our curriculum, the Common Core curriculum that is 45 states are participating. We're one of them. It's not mandated in those 45 states until next year, but we felt like in terms of implementation, we wanted to be ahead of the curve. A lot of it came from the Georgia performance standards, and that was already something that we were practicing and had in place. And our teachers have been very receptive and have done a good job working out. We didn't want to take a canned curriculum and just apply it and give them a script. We believe that our teachers are our greatest resource, our greatest asset, and that they are very creative and very innovative, and they've just done a great job taking that curriculum and making it work in each of our classrooms.
As far as teacher retention, what I understand is we have one of the largest retention programs there is in the state here in Lowndes High School.
We do, Wes, and we're fortunate in a couple of regards. One is that we're in a school system that we're very fortunate that teachers, even in surrounding counties, surrounding school systems, often want to be here. There's still a lot of people that live in Valdosta and drive to Moultrie or to across the Florida line and go to work every day. So we have that going for us, that as far as the draw of our community, that people want to live here and work in the Lowndes County school system. And another asset is that we have Valdosta State University in our backyard, and we utilize a lot of student teachers in all of our schools every year, and that works well for us in terms of somewhat of a probationary period where they can see what our expectations are and how we do business, and at the same time it gives our principals an opportunity to evaluate those young student teachers. So it's been a win-win for the system as well as beginning teachers also.
Well, this is starting your second year as a superintendent. How do you feel?
Well, I continue to learn every day, Wes. You know, this year has been still early, but this year I'm much more comfortable than I was a year ago. There's a new challenge every day, but I still learn more and more, and I know enough now to realize that there's an awful lot that I don't know yet.
And, there's still a lot of training, I guess, that superintendents go through and stuff like that.
We do. I've been very fortunate. Had a chance to participate last year and this year, and it's funded by the Professional Association of Georgia Educators. That one of about 10 superintendents in Georgia, participating with superintendents from 10 states. We get together three times a year, and again, the great news is it doesn't cost the taxpayers anything, and it's just very rich professional learning for me to be able to learn and from other superintendents, not only from Georgia, but from around the country as well.
Well, I tell you what, when you've been Principal of the Year, State Principal of the Year, National Principal of the Year, now you've moved into Superintendent, you still got some goals there.
Well, like I said, I continue to learn every day, and I'll tell you that I am continue to be amazed by the all of our staff, as I have had an opportunity in the last 2 years to be in all of our schools and get to know some of our teachers at the elementary and middle school level. And we've got great things going on in all of our schools. And again, that's where the important work's going on. It's not in my office. I try to keep us all headed in the same direction and provide the tools that our people need. But our teachers do a great job day in and day out in the classroom with our children.
Well, one of the things I know you've got to be proud of is that lady in black that's kind of trying to make her way down and can't get down for folks wanting to talk to her. And that's one of our prize accomplishments right there.
It is. And got a call earlier in the week that Miss Amy Carter has Congressman Jack Kingston, who again is trying to make his way up here, and I think they had a little engagement this evening, and I understand that they started the night out over at Valdosta High for their home game, and said that they wanted to make sure they got here in time for at least the halftime show, and they think they got here just before the second quarter ended, and I'm not sure if he'll be able to hang around all night, but we're certainly glad to have Congressman Jack Kingston here with us tonight.
There they are, now waving at the crowd, Amy Carter and Jack Kingston, representatives from the state of Georgia, and what a great job those folks do. It's good to have them here. Mr. Taylor, we're going to take a two-minute break when we come back. We've got to go to Bill Osborne and Taylor Biddle and the rest of the guys for all our staff. Appreciate you visiting with us, and I know we'll see you again before the year's out.
Thank you again, Wes. We appreciate what y'all do.
Thank you so much. Wes Taylor, our superintendent here for the Lowndes County School Systems. 8-8. We're tied here at halftime. We'll be back after this 2-minute break with Bill Osborne and the rest of the Viking voice group.